The Alaska Department of Transportation is looking at a stretch of the park's highway between Denali State Park and Nenana that would be widened for passing lanes. The project is currently in the public comment phase, and the DOT is looking for input from residents and businesses along the 140-mile stretch of road under consideration. From Talkeetna, KTNA's Sue Dio has more.
The DOT is currently looking at a passing lane project that examines 140 miles along the George Parks Highway between Denali State Park and Nenana. Construction on the highway would most likely occur in 2012. Albert Beck is the engineering manager in charge of collecting comments. He says that a field visit was performed this summer along the park's highway to see what areas needed passing lanes. He says although DOT is looking at 15 different areas for passing lanes, not all will be chosen due to funding.
The idea is if any additional money became available, that we would have done enough of our preliminary engineering so we could construct more locations. But it's anticipated we'd only be able to construct 6 to 7 at this time. The specific design constraints at each location will govern how much each location will cost, and then how much we can build within the existing budget.
He currently has a $14 million budget for design and construction. The roadway between milepost 163 and milepost 298 is being considered. Each of the 15 sections is 2 miles in length. He says specifically a number of comments have been received by residents living 10 miles south of the Denali National Park entrance.
We've received a lot of public comment in that area, and I don't expect that location to make the final list. Though we haven't completed our public comment period, that location has received a lot of negative comments.
He says something for that area could be planned for the future, but the numerous comments from the area are being taken into consideration, and he'll move on to other areas that aren't so populated. For motorists that noticed the very visible changes near Willow along the park's highway this summer, Beck says his project scope is different.
For my project, it's basically 150 feet from the center line of the roadway. And for just documenting the impacts in the environmental document, I show that we would be clearing up to the right-of-way line. That would give us enough room to make the design decision whether we're going to actually clear that much.
There's a special DOT website set up for residents and agencies that want to follow the process. Comments are due December 1st. Residents can expect a decision on which areas may be chosen for improvement in January. I'm Sue Dio.